Ukraine security issue.
Russian invaders continue to kill Ukrainian children. 109 children have been killed and more than 130 have been injured as a result of Russia's invasion as of March 18. According to a statement issued by the Prosecutor General's office, most casualties were recorded in Kyiv, Kharkiv, Donetsk, Chernihiv, Mykolaiv, Zhytomyr, Sumy and Kherson regions in the north, east and south of Ukraine. Russians will pay high price for invading Ukraine, believes President Volodymyr Zelensky. As Kremlin continues threatening the world, Russia's foreign prime minister Lavrov said that any weapons shipments to Ukraine will be the legitimate target, Zelensky said.
Окупанти не припиняють спалювати своє національне багатство у війні проти України.
The occupiers do not stop burning their national wealth in the war against Ukraine. I'm confident that by attacking us, they will destroy everything that Russian society has achieved over the past 25 years, and they will return to where they once began. Again to rise from, as they say, to the wicked 90s. But without freedom, without the creative desire of millions of people to work for the development of their state. This will be the price of war against Ukraine for Russia. It will be a fall for them, a painful fall. And they will feel it even in spite of the opium for the people from television propagandists. Unjust and aggressive war always has a high price for the aggressor. We are discussing the next package of sanctions against Russia, significant enough to make them feel that every missile against our state, every bomb, every shot has its price. For the Russian budget, for Russian companies, for Russian ambitions, and for specific people who represent the Russian government. And until there is peace for Ukraine, sanctions against Russia must grow steadily, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukraine continues to discuss further Russian sanctions with the European Union. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has said he has spoken with the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell about a further package of sanctions against Russia. We discussed the preparation of the fifth European Union sanctions package on Russia. Pressure will keep mounting as long as it is needed to stop Russian barbarism. We also discussed protection and help for Ukrainians who fled from Russian bombs to the European Union, Kuleba said. We are looking for our optimal model, and it is based on two key principles. The first principle is the inviolability of Ukraine's territorial integrity. In legal terms, it is absolutely not up for a discussion. And the second principle is strict security guarantees. Going back to the Budapest Memorandum, what we got there were soft guarantees and assurances, as it was written in English. But we need strictly defined guarantees. Guarantees that exist, for instance, in NATO itself. So, in case we are attacked, others are obligated to defend us one way or another, but in a way that's clearly defined in detail. Only then will the system work. But it would be madness on our part to demand such guarantees only from Russia. We all know very well what Russia is. That's why we are saying we need complex guarantees from all key players. These are two principles at the base of our approach. How and where we may get during the negotiations is a completely different story. But we are not abandoning these two principles, said Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. Russian missiles have struck an area near the airport of Lviv, western Ukraine. Ukraine's military has said that aircraft repair plant in Lviv was struck by cruise missiles launched from the direction of the Black Sea. The type of the missile was likely KH-555, the military said, which are launched from the heavy strategic bombers. Similar missiles struck the Yavoriv military base in western Ukraine on Sunday. At least one person has been killed and 11 more injured in Kharkiv after a local university and nearby residential area came under attack of Russian aggressors. According to the Ukrainian State Emergency Service, at about 8:40 a.m. March 18, the enemy shelling in Kharkiv seriously damaged a six-story building of the higher educational institution. Two neighboring residential houses were also affected. One person is still trapped under the rubble, according to the State Emergency Service. 11 people were injured. Shells also hit the eastern city of Kramatorsk, killing two people and wounding six. Governor Pavlo Kirilenko reported. One person was killed and 19 more, including four children, have been injured in the latest rocket attack on Kyiv. As a result of the shelling, six houses, a kindergarten and a school were damaged. Commenting on the last developments, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko accused Russian troops of specifically targeting residential buildings and other civilian infrastructure in the capital. 222 people have been killed in Kyiv since the war broke out. Among them are six children. Kyiv is the capital and will never surrender. We will keep on fighting. All our partners, all business must stop working with Russians because every cent earned goes to the army that kills people here. Russia must be boycotted completely until they understand. There must be a firm position among all the countries. We stand united for the sake of Ukraine, for the sake of democracy. I have a message for everyone who hears us from abroad. We are fighting for the same values and principles every country has. And we are not only protecting our land, we are protecting your land, said Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. According to city officials, shelling and airstrikes attacks have damaged 36 residential buildings, 5 homes, 6 schools and 4 children care facilities, while the facades and windows of some 55 other buildings have been shattered. About 35,000 civilians have left Mariupol over the past 2 days despite constant shelling by Russian invaders. According to Pavlo Kirilenko, the head of the Donetsk Regional Military Administration, people have been leaving for 2 days, agreeing to leave Mariupol in their private vehicles. About 35,000 people have left Mariupol over the past 2 days, Kirilenko said. He noted the traffic from Mariupol is hefty. There is a lack of fuel. The city is constantly under enemy fire, so the authorities are trying to direct the logistics of people getting to safe places. Russia has lost more than 14,000 servicemen, 450 tanks, and 93 aircraft in Ukraine since the invasion began on February 24. According to the General Staff, the enemy's total combat losses are as follows: 1,448 armored fighting vehicles, 205 artillery systems, 72 multiple launch rocket systems. In addition, the Ukrainian military destroyed Russia's 43 anti-aircraft warfare systems, 112 helicopters, and 179 motor vehicles, 3 boats, 60 fuel tanks, 12 crewless aerial vehicles, and 11 special equipment units.